Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here. Oh, this is coming to us from the Ask button about Test J Section 3, Question 6. That's a publicly available question. We will link to that in our show notes. The question from the Ask button says, what do you mean by making strong predictions before you read the answer choices? I've noticed that you ask, what's wrong with the argument or proven by the facts before each question is presented? And I'm having a hard time thinking about what that means or what I'm looking for. I feel that I need more guidance in how to think this way.
Okay, great question. I would first want to clarify that there's really probably two places where we're making predictions. One is after you read the passage, you're trying to figure out what's wrong with the argument, if there's an argument, or you're trying to figure out what's proven by the facts in those passages or in that passage, if it's just a set of facts. So that question right there that you noticed, you said you noticed that we ask what's wrong with the argument or proven by the facts. That's a question that we're asking ourselves after we read the passage, depending on whether the passage has an argument or just a set of facts.
Yeah, I think that it sounds like they got that from the from prediction mode, which if you turn on prediction mode while you're drilling, prediction mode, it doesn't even show you the question. It shows you the passage and then it shows you the question and the it'll hide the question if you put it in prediction mode. It'll hide the question, it'll hide the answer choices, and it'll just ask you, what's wrong with the argument or proven by the facts? That's a little confusing, I think, because there's two things going on there. And if you're a total novice, you don't know what's going on. But it's basically, and I've seen this taught another way, which is, you know, is there an argument or is it just a set of facts? If it's an argument, then what's wrong with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's just a set of facts, then we need to think about, well, could those facts be used to justify an argument? I wonder if we could change that instead of just that one question in prediction mode. Maybe it could be like a couple steps.
Like a longer process. Well, it's a balance, right? Because once you understand it, then you're trying to keep this as streamlined as possible.
It could be, is there an argument? Yes. New question. What's wrong with it?
The question could be replaced. Yeah.
And the first question, is there an argument? No. What could you conclude from these facts?
Yeah. So make it a little more dynamic.
Just another thing for Dev to work on.
Yet another. Yep. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, hopefully that's helpful. So that's after you read the passage and then you've done this work. You've figured out what's wrong with the argument or you've figured out what was proven by the facts. And then you read the question and it says, which one of the following, if true, most helps to strengthen the argument or something like that. And then at that point, you're making another prediction that's a little more refined. It's like, oh, okay, I know what's wrong with the argument. I now know that it's specifically asking me to figure out which answer will strengthen the argument. And you can throw out a possible answer based on the work you already did before.
Yep.
That's a strong prediction.
Yeah. So the predictions happen in phases. I mean, there's actually a prediction that happens even before we get into any of that, which is just
mid passage.
When I'm reading the argument, if they say something like, you know, drinking bottled water is correlated with cancer, I immediately go, okay, that may be true, but that does not mean that drinking bottled water causes cancer. So I'm like predicting bad arguments before they ever even arise.
Yeah. And the bad argument might end up happening and you're like, I knew you were going to do that. Or it might not happen. But because you made that prediction, you're acutely aware of how it didn't go off the rails, at least in that way.
Yep. Another kind of prediction that happens mid passage, it's not related to objecting. It's just connecting facts together. So again, I'll use my bottled water example. You know, if you drink plastic disposable bottles of water, then you are wasteful. John drinks plastic disposable bottles of water. So you're trying to tell me that John's wasteful?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they are trying to tell you that John's wasteful. They just said that if you do this thing, then you're wasteful. Then they said John does this thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can connect those two dots. You know, you don't have to sit there passively just like, well, they didn't say John is wasteful. No, they did. They did. They just said it in two pieces instead of one. But you're allowed to connect those dots for them. That can happen as you're reading the passage. I don't need to just finish the passage and then go, is there an argument? No. What could be concluded from the facts? John is wasteful. Well, but I already got there, right? I already made that connection if I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
So there's that type of prediction. Then you can pause before you even read the question. You could think, okay, was there an argument there? If so, was it good or bad? If not, could I have concluded anything? Were there any connections between those facts? Then you read the actual question. And it might ask you to strengthen the argument, or it might ask you what must be true based on those facts or whatever. You refine your prediction there. So I guess three stages then of predicting.
Yeah.
Anything more about that?
No, I don't think so. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.